This is the second shiur, which is going to focus on Ha'ara 32. The Rebbe's maskana of why does it say Elikechem in Torah, which is based on the Rebbe's final interpretation of the Rashi. The Rebbe actually brings two ways to learn. But before we start Ha'ara 32, here is a little background and a lead up to the Ha'ara. In Ois Beis, the Rebbe explains that the words Ani Hashem Elikechem usually appear at the end of a tzivui, in order to emphasize the severity of the tzivui, which was just given to Bnei Yisrael. By concluding, remember, I am Hashem, who is faithful to pay a reward and faithful to punish if need. If so, one may ask, how come at the beginning of Parshas Vayera does it say Ani Hashem? Why does it say it at the beginning of the Parsha? So, explains Rashi there in Parshas Vayera, that the words Ani Hashem come in continuation to the previous parsha, where Moshe was complaining, Lama Reis Olam Hazeh, why have you Hashem harmed these people, Bnei Yisrael? So the Eibishter responded by telling Moshe, Ani Hashem. And Rashi explains, Hashem called him to account since Moshe had spoken harshly by saying, why have you harmed these people? Therefore Hashem told him, Ani Hashem. Why are you questioning my ways? You know, I am faithful to recompense all those who walk before me. If so, comes out this pasuk, which is at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, is not the beginning of a new inyan. Rather, it is really the end of an inyan, the end of the previous parsha. It is strengthening Hashem's promise that he will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. However, when the words Ani Hashem come at the beginning of an inyan, it will be shver, it will be incorrect to say that Hashem wants to accentuate that Hashem is faithful to reward and punish, since the Torah didn't tell us yet a tzivui that the Torah needs to emphasize the reward and punishment. If so, why then did the Torah say Ani Hashem Elikechem here in Parshas Achrei in Perek Yitches Pasuk Yudbeis? Explains the Rebbe, according to the second explanation of Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's explanation, that even though the words Ani Hashem Elikechem come at the beginning of this mitzvah, not at the end, it still comes to underscore, just like in any other time, that it says Ani Hashem, that Hashem is faithful to reward and punish. And the reason why Dafke here does the Torah write this at the beginning of the mitzvah is because the Torah wants to stress the severity of the mitzvah of Arayis. Therefore Hashem says, you should know who is placing these decrees upon you, the judge who exacts retribution, but who is faithful also to pay a reward. What is so severe about this Avera of Arayis? Explains Rashi, Shesoifon lenatik b'arayis. Rashi uses a word which is a very unusual word. Usually the word should have been Shesoifon laver b'arayis, laver, to do an avera. Rashi uses a word which is very uncommon. The word is Shesoifon lenatik b'arayis. Lenatik means to separate. The Rambam in Ilchis Yisuri Bia, Perek Yudbeis Halacha Zayin, writes that this Avera of Arayis is worse than any other Avera of Arayis, since, as the Rambam says, Ben Habo Min Hanochris Einei Bnoi, a son who is born from a non-Jewish woman is not your son. Comes out that this specific Avera of Arayis is menatik, separates Yidden from Hashem. So we see that this Avera, this Avera is such a severe Avera, therefore, in order to bring that out, it says, Ani Hashem Elikechem, at the beginning of the Inyan. Here comes the first way of the Rebbe's explanation in the Ha'ara 32. Explains the Rebbe, based on this, which we just spoke about in the Sicha, we could now understand why the Torah added the word Elikechem and wasn't satisfied just with the words Ani Hashem like in Parshas Vayera. As it is understood from Rashi in Parshas Vayera, when Rashi explains in the words, Ani Hashem, that Hashem is faithful to reward and punish. If so, here as well, the words Ani Hashem should suffice to bring out that he is Dayon Li'Pora U'Leshalim Schar, V'Nem U'Leshalim Schar. Why then did the Torah add the word Elekechem? Yes, Eino Chinami. The Torah wants to bring out the severity of the Avera. So therefore, Torah writes it at the beginning of the Inyan. But why is there a need to write also the word Elekechem? Enough is to write Ani Hashem, explains the Rebbe. Since we established that here the Torah wants to bring out and express the severity of the Avera of Arayis, therefore the Torah adds the word Elekechem to add to the severity of Hashem's warning not to commit the Avera of Arayis. It's much stronger, not just Ani Hashem, but Ani Hashem Elekechem. Here, I'm skipping a small part in the Ora that is in brackets. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the first shiur, if I'll have the time, I'll add a third shiur, which will discuss that. Now, the Rebbe continues in the Ora to bring another beer of why does it say Elekechem in the Pasuk. When we look in Rashi, we see that Rashi says three things. Number one, De'u migezer aleichem. You should know who is placing these decrees. Number two, Dayon li'ipora, the judge who exacts retribution. V'ne'elam ne'emon l'shalim schar, faithful to pay a reward. Explain the Mefarshim, the Mizrahi, Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi, the Gorariye, the Maharal, and the Sifsi Chachamim, Reb Shapsi Bas, that we know from the first pasuk of the Torah, where Rashi explains the contradiction between the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elikim, that at the beginning Hashem created, and the pasuk uses the word Elikim, and the pasuk B'yayim Asayis Hashem Elikim Eretz V'Shamayim. In the first pasuk, it only mentions the name Elikim when creating the world. In the second pasuk, it mentions both names, Avaye and Elikim, when creating the world, explains Rashi, that the word Avaye indicates Rachmanis, mercy. And the word Elikim is a reference to Midas Adin, divine justice. Therefore, explains Rashi, at the beginning, Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, Elikim. But then he saw that the world couldn't survive this way. So he preceded it with Shem Avaye, Midas, Horachmanis. So, this is what the pasuk is saying by us in Parshas Achi. The word Ani hints to the first part of Rashi. De'u migezer aleichem, you should know who is placing these decrees. The word Avaye hints to the last part of Rashi, Nemon l'shalim schar, faithful to pay a reward. And the word Elikim hints to the second part of Rashi, Dayon li'ipora, the judge who exacts retribution. However, according to this, we have some difficulty with the Rashi. How come Rashi explains the words of the pasuk out of order? In Torah, it says first, Havaya and then Elekechem. But Rashi writes first, Dayan li'ipora, which is hinted in the word Elekechem. Then he writes, Nemon l'shalim schar, which is hinted in the word Havaya. Explains the Rebbe, since, as mentioned earlier, here the Torah wants to warn in the most severe way. Therefore writes Rashi first, Dayan li'ipora. Since by warning, punishments is the main thing. Therefore, Rashi explains it first. If so, le'idach kisa, one may ask, how come the Torah wrote the word Havaya first? The Torah should have written Ani Elekechem Havaya. First you should know who is placing the decree, Ani. Then that Hashem is faithful to exact retribution, Elekechem. And at the end, that Hashem is faithful to pay a reward, Ani Elekechem Havaya. Why does the pasuk say Ani Havaya Elekechem? So explains the Rebbe true. That's the way it should have been written, Ani Elokeichem Avaya. However, we do not find in the Torah the words Ani Elokeichem Avaya. Rather, we only find Ani Avaya Elokeichem. Therefore, the Torah had no choice, so to say, but to write in the way it is written everywhere else. However, Rashi is explaining the meaning of the words of the Torah. Therefore, since Rashi is explaining the words of the Torah, the meaning, not just the words, teaching, but explaining what the words mean, therefore Rashi needs to explain it as if it would have said, Ani Elokeichem Avaya, like mentioned earlier, since he wants to bring out, the Torah wants to bring out, and wants to warn in the most severe way. Therefore, the first thing is Dayan Li'Parah. The first thing is about punishment, and only then is about reward. But one may ask a technical difficulty. Ein Chenami, writing on the Avaya at the beginning of the mitzvah, at the beginning of the Inyan, is because Hashem wants to warn in the most severe way, so that Hashem already writes that before he started the mitzvah. Got it. But why the need to spell out Ani Elokeichem and Hashem? Why is it important for the Torah to write these three ideas? Why is it not enough to write Dayan Li'Parah, the judge who exacts retribution? I'm not sure how it's going to be written, maybe just the word Elokeichem, I'm not sure. But the point is, why does the Torah need to write Ani, Elokeichem, and Hashem? You should know who's giving you the decree. And you should know it's the judge who exacts retribution. And it's the one who's faithful to pay a reward. Since the main thing is to bring out the severity of this avera and to warn in the most severe way, that's the point of saying it before the mitzvah. But for that, I need to write the word Ani and the word Avaya. For that, we need to write, you should know who's giving you a decree. For that, we need to write that he will give you a reward. Good enough is to write Elokeichem, Dayan Li'Parah, the judge who exacts retribution. Explains the Rebbe, as mentioned earlier, since here the Torah is telling about the warning Hashem gave and told the Yidin, therefore Hashem followed the order of warning. In other words, when there is a warning, there is a certain way of saying it. And what's that way of saying? It's not just saying the judge exacts retribution. There is a process. The first thing is he says who's warning. You should know it is your creator and your master which is warning you. Ani. Then, he added the punishment, which, like mentioned earlier, is the main thing when it comes to warning. And then he added that if the Yid will keep the commandment, Hashem will reward him. So the reason it says Elokeichem Lemaskone in the Torah is, number one, it adds to the chimera hazor, to the severity of the warning. Ani avaya Elokeichem, much stronger than just to say Ani avaya. And another way, explains the Rebbe, that Ani avaya Elokeichem is the order of warning. Ani is the one who's giving you the decrees, which is the creator and the master of the world. Elokeichem, which is the judge who will exact retribution. And Avaya is faithful to pay a reward.